Thanks for checking out the podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast and support the five-year plan where I'm going to hike around Ireland podcasting from pubs, become a patron. Only $3 a month. Look for the We Three Smiths Patreon page. And can't thank you enough. Too Far Gone, the Walking Dead final season companion podcast. My name is Smitty from the What the Hell Everything podcast. Jenny, my Walking Dead buddy. Also, and I never give your Facebook page any shouts, Jenny, your fantastic bird watching page that when you're not worried about walkers.
Yes. A little bit of a bird nerd.
What's the name of that page? Give it a shout.
Jen's Lens.
It's a fun bird watching page. It gets old people like it's an activity that I can look forward to in the future now.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know I'm going to be looking at bird shit.
Yeah, sometimes literally. I do have a couple of those shots.
I know. Wow, exciting.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, it is exciting. I don't know if it's as exciting as the last episode of The Walking Dead. Why is the name of the episode escaping me? I had it right in front of my face a moment ago. Do you know the name of it?
Rendition. Yeah.
Which I did have a chance to rewatch it. I don't know if I'm going to go out and say it's one of my favorite episodes of The Walking Dead. But it's, I mean, it was good. It was really good. Like, I was into it the whole time. There was no dumb storylines as a part of it. It totally made up for the fact, because, by the way, Leah, I want to go on record and say you and us in general, but you, I think, specifically, pretty much called that shit.
Yes. Yep, I have that written down. Like, I texted you. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. We did talk about that in a prior episode. We thought, you know, the whole Leah episode backstory, Daryl backstory episode from last season was weak, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't really do a lot as far as storytelling. You didn't care about this person. I'm not saying it makes up for that. Explained it within the story, kind of, or acceptable enough for me as a viewer.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I agree. Although I did at times watching the episode kind of feel like I was watching a movie or something that was separate from the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. You know, like, I don't know. It was kind of strange.
It was like,
I enjoyed it immensely.
It was really good. And whoever the fuck that guy is, what's that character's name? Is it Pope?
Hope, yeah.
Is that who it is? Because that guy played in something else. I looked it up, and he doesn't look... He is unrecognizable to what I remember him in before, which he was in The Dark Knight, but I still didn't recognize him from that. I mean,
really?
I remember his character in The Dark Knight, but it didn't look anything fucking remarkably or remotely...
Shut up. He's from The Dark Knight.
He's in The Dark Knight.
Another
he's one of the
Batman
gangsters.
Tie-in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but Negan and Maggie were not fucking, they were not in that Batman. They were not.
This is how we get Batman.
No, they were in the shittier Batman. But no, he was in The Dark Knight, but it is a Batman tie-in, so congratulations. Put that on,
thank you.
Put a giant
thank
star
you.
Right there, by the way.
My nerd star, thank you.
But that guy, I think that guy is terrifying.
Yeah, he is. And it's, I mean, he's got that little bit of, well, not a little bit, because he thinks they're the chosen ones. So you got that kind of crazy religious zealot tie-in thing, which makes me wonder if that's going to, like, tie in somehow with Gabriel and his, you know, God's not here anymore. And then he's on the opposite end of the spectrum saying he is here and he's angry.
I could see it being some sort of conflict between the two.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Especially
right before Pope kills Gabriel, they have a little argument. Because in my head, I don't know why I want Gabriel to die so much. It's just like he's run his course.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a few people I feel that way, like him and Rosita. I've never really cared for her character at all in the show. I'm kind of over her.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why you don't like Rosita. I mean, I've always kind of been eh. But I'm not as against her as I am like against Eugene or something.
I'm
like
not,
I really
like,
want Eugene to go.
Yeah, I don't actively like root for her death or anything like I did Lori in previous seasons, but
I don't understand that. I never rooted for Lori's death.
Really?
When Lori died, I was fucking shook. Man.
Yeah.
That one hit me like a bucket.
I don't know. I think the worst part of it for me was Carl. You know, having to do
that,
it. But
that was awful,
character,
too.
I did not like the character at all.
I mean, from the... I mean, she really kind of ruined everything.
She did. Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, yay for Judith, because she's kind of cool anyway, regardless.
Yeah,
you know?
She's awesome. Did you see the little trailer for the next episode at the
no,
end?
I didn't watch any sort of spoilers. I didn't watch any sort of tease.
Okay. I love little Judith. She's the best. She's like the best of Rick and Michonne.
Well, that's why it's like, you know, for as much shit as we're given Lori, and especially for having Shane's baby.
Yeah.
I mean, she really did grow up to be a product of Rick and Michonne.
Right. Exactly.
You know? And
I was thinking,
she didn't grow up, obviously, but.
Well, I was thinking when we were talking about the previous episode when the kids were all sitting around there, you know, playing their little card games and stuff. It kind of struck me, and I don't know why I never realized this before, but these younger kids, this is the only life they know. Like, they don't know anything about how the world was.
Yeah, which is why they shouldn't be picky eaters and bitching about horse meat.
Nor should they be all at... Well, I won't say that because that was part of the trailer. Never mind.
Wait, say what?
Nothing. Never mind.
We can edit it out. We can edit it out if it's deemed.
No, there was something that happened at the end of, on the trailer for the next episode.
Oh, I'm not terribly worried about it. You can tell me that. No, it's fine.
I was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's a total Carl move. Stop it.
Stop being fucking Carl, Judith.
Exactly.
I mean, at some point they're going to have some sort of full circle moment where Judith becomes Carl. Hopefully she doesn't get shot in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
All right, back to the episode. Rendition.
Yeah, anyway.
Now, I don't know how much you caught on to his story, which was one of the better, like, monologues from a character that I've seen in a long time, mm-hmm. where he was telling Daryl exactly their backstory and that. I don't know if they had many like shots that, you know, like cutaway shots or something. I feel like it was pretty much all one shot where that he did that. Especially for like a first time character in a long running show. Like I thought that was a good move. It was a really good scene. But do you think that they are, because it alluded to they all met in Afghanistan, including Leah. Does that mean she was in Afghanistan with those guys? Were they in Afghanistan when the zombie apocalypse hit? Does that compute? I don't know if that computed to me at all.
I don't know for sure. I don't know. I remember him talking about the fire. And how it jumped the building they were in, and that's when he came to the realization that they are the chosen ones.
But I thought that was a building in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was in Afghanistan.
But I think that was like at the beginning of the zombie apocalypse that he was describing, but I could have swore that they were already... But they were mercenaries. So maybe they were home, or they were just over there. Who knows? I can't... I'm not sure.
Well, actually, I think that happened while they were still military employees.
Okay.
And then they went out on their own as mercenaries after that, now that you're saying that.
Okay.
I believe.
So they probably were not in Afghanistan, because I was like, how the fuck did they make it back from Afghanistan?
Right. That was going to be pretty nice. I mean, they can't even barely make it from Atlanta to Virginia. In 12 years.
But that means that Leah was also in Afghanistan. She was also a mercenary. So they weren't exactly family. They were more family the way that, like, Daryl is family with Rick and such.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Yeah, she's not actually, none of them are biologically related. It's just, you know, the, like, army brotherhood.
Yep, they learned to waterboard together. The family that waterboards together stays together, you know?
That
it's pretty shitty. I was like, I want you fuckers to die right now.
And why is she just standing there? I mean, I get it, but that bothered me a lot. I can't deal with those types of things very well.
Fucking, I got to tell you, Daryl really learned a good lesson about lying from Eugene because, man, he really went above and beyond.
He did. And initially, I was like, how the fuck is Eugene a more believable liar than Daryl is? Because at first, she wasn't having any of his, you know, storytelling. And then he, you know, pulled it around and gave her just enough to make it believable. I was like, wow.
Now, here's the scenario that I don't... What do you think the odds are of him actually trying to join or wanting to join this group because she is in it? Like, at this point, he's got to already know that there's no way she's going to leave that group and join him. That shit didn't work before. He already lied to cover his friends, so he very well may have... save their ass there. Like, if he played it right, he could probably save them in the future while still being with her. Like, do you see that being a thing?
I don't know. I feel like he's going to be forced to choose one or the other. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a very complicated situation, especially if they're not, because I was thinking, well, maybe when Michonne's gone and that's how they'll kind of wrap up the whole thing and then, you know, Daryl will come back into the family fold, so to speak. I was going to say, I don't think either of them are going to appear in this final season of the show, so.
Probably not.
Kind of shoots that theory.
Yeah, they could. I mean, I'm kind of still holding out hope. Again, it's a two-year... It's a two-year season, so, I mean, there's a lot that's going to happen. Now, what I'm wondering is if he does go to... I was wondering about the Daryl and Carol show spinoff that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, what would it be if he left the group to be with her and the Reapers, and then that show was Carol... Trying to find Daryl or something like that, you know?
Been a rough day. Just getting clarity.
That could be.
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't see... I think he has a very strong desire to belong to something, a bigger unit.
Yeah, he told Rick before. He's like, they got a code, you know? They got a code. I'm good with that.
Yeah, right. But I don't know that he could deal with, I mean, how do you just, I don't understand that stuff. How do you just stand there and watch that Pope, you know, just throw the other guy in the fire? And,
yeah.
I mean, she kind of half stood up and then immediately sat right back down. Like, nobody even made the slightest bit of attempt to help him.
Yeah, I just think they know. They like, oh, well, that's, you know, that shit happens. It sucks. But, like, that guy is by far, he might be worse than Negan. He's got to be worse than Negan.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
I think so.
There's no charm. There's no sense of humor about this fucking guy. He's just all about, he's like, fuck. He is 100% worse than Negan.
Yeah, I agree completely. Well, and, you know, the more I've been thinking about this, like, I even thought at the time, I can kind of see where
there's one thing
where that whole deal with Negan came from, because like our guys, you know, snuck in there in the dead of night and killed these saviors in their sleep, which
God doesn't only use fire,
you know, kind of cowardly. I mean, I know they were trying; it was a preemptive strike, so to speak. But
oh no, it's 100%. There is some sort of like side to Negan that you can see it. You know what I mean? There is some sort of side that you can see to that, you know?
Right. And they are a little bit similar. Like I remember when Negan was trying to convince Maggie, you know, to chill on her plan and him saying, you know, basically these guys are a lot of theatrics, and I know theatrics, and I can see some similarities there, but
which is why.
Go ahead. Answer the
fire. No, I was just gonna say. Which is a good, good reason why Negan is a great fucking person to have on your team at this point.
Yeah, exactly. before I forget this, because it just popped in my head again, do you think that they're trying to make Leah look a little bit like Carol? Did you notice?
No, I never got.
Like,
I didn't get that.
Her hair is like super long, but it's kind of graying. You know,
I didn't think that was something that they were trying to do. It could be, because, I mean, you know, you get some kind of familiarity in there. But at this point, I don't know how anybody that's not over 25 in the fucking apocalypse isn't gray anyway.
Which makes me ask the question, who is doing the eyebrows on these women?
Not regular people.
They're all perfect. How is this happening?
Yeah, somebody there's all kind of like, and everybody's still wearing like stylish jeans and shit, you know.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
That's whatever. As far as unbelievable scenarios that they've thrown in this show, I mean that's one I'll take. It's fine, I guess.
another unbelievable thing that I couldn't quite wrap my head around was Daryl throwing his full ass crossbow at the Reaper.
Oh, he did? How did I miss that? Was that at the beginning?
Yeah, it was towards the beginning when he when Dog took off again. And he was
well, when the guy, because I that was on the first watch through. I didn't see what happened to Dog. I saw that somebody did something to Dog, but I didn't see he like threw him over a fucking hill or a cliff or something.
Yeah. He turned around and saw him standing there, and he just like threw the hole.
Where was that when he threw the crossbow? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I think it was either right before or right after. No, it was right before the guy threw Dog out.
How did I fucking miss that? I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah, I was like, really?
I should have watched, as a good podcast host, I should have watched the clip for the new episode coming up, which is episode 5. Man. I was wondering, what's going to happen on the next one, but I didn't watch the goddamn thing. So
it looks like it's back to, and this was kind of funny, it looks like it's back to the Commonwealth and Alexandria. And I was like, I kind of forgot all about the whole Commonwealth storyline for a week.
Because honestly, up until the last episode, I honestly thought that the Commonwealth was in line, was part of the Reapers. You know what I mean? I thought that they were all worked together or were the same thing. So apparently that's probably not the case, huh?
No, I don't think so. I'm interested to know why Hope has marked Maggie.
Now, how did he mark her? Because I'm trying to remember that, and I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't even really know what that means. Do you remember the guy that had the grenade or whatever strapped to his vest?
I think so, yeah.
This was 2 episodes ago, and Maggie was trying to question him, and all he would say was that Pope had marked her.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, I didn't really put 2 and 3 together.
Yeah, well, so I don't know if that's because she was kind of the leader of, what is that place, Meridian?
Well, we had talked about on the previous podcast, I want to say, that there was something familiar about Maggie when she was throwing the blade at the one Reaper and the way she kind of disappeared. Okay. There was a very knowing moment. Like, they knew who she was. She knew who they were. So it was almost like she was a part of that group. That's what I had said, that I was wondering if she was a part of the Reapers or something before she was with the people she's with now. Or maybe they were broken up from that group. It could have been, you know, they decided to secede from it.
There was a couple of them that were off. That could be, and she got hooked up with them.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
I really like that show. I like how excited I got by it. Yeah. And, like, just because now I want to know what the fuck's going. I'm back in now. I'm not saying it's totally redeemed itself, but I'm back in.
Yeah, me too. I liked that both episodes they picked up right where the second episode sure. left off. You know, I don't like this. I don't like that where it like skips for, oh, well, it's a month ahead. Well, like I texted you the other day and I'm yeah. watching Fear the Walking Dead and I'm halfway through season 4 and it's like an entirely different fucking show.
Honestly, how I was like, oh, man. I said, what season are you in? Episode or season 4? Okay, that's the documentary season, which is fucking terrible.
Oh, my God. Whole,
I know
awful.
It's rough. It's rough.
Just, it's like, I don't know. Well, first of all, I read that that is when Gimple took over as a showrunner.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of surprised because I liked the show. I liked Walking Dead when he was running things there.
It's weird because I don't know who's responsible. There's probably a mix of people that fuck this show up.
Oh yeah, you know. Sure. But it's like the whole tone of the show changed. Like the previous 3.5 seasons, there was like color and stuff, and then once you come back from the midway part of 4, it's like everything is so drab and I don't know if that's supposed to add tone of the show now.
I mean, that's when they're in Texas. That's when they got to Texas, and I think that's kind of the vibe they're trying to portray in Texas. I think it gets a little bit better now that I'm thinking about it. But the whole documentary thing, it was cool at first, and it just dragged on. But I got to say, it gets better. Like, directly, it gets better soon.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think. So.
But I don't know. I actually for a minute thought, well, because you know how sometimes like on Hulu when you finish a show, it'll mm-hmm. start playing whatever's next in their queue or whatever. Because none of the characters from the show were even on the first little bit. And I was like,
what's going on?
What?
Yeah.
What's happening right now? But anyway, yeah.
It gets
so
better.
I don't like those things where, you know, especially when they kill off a couple of pretty prominent characters, but then they're back and then they're gone and then they're back. And I don't know what's happening. You know, is somebody having some sort of weird dream sequence or what the hell is going on?
I think it'll all be clear soon. Are you still on season 4?
Yeah.
I think all will be clear soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there was enough redeeming moments in that I don't completely hate that I watched it. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm glad I watched it because to me, I just want to figure out what the fuck's going on in this story. Like, that is why I'm doing this whole thing. And yeah. I'm going to watch Walking Dead Beyond. Again, Brother Levi said he watched season 1. So I asked him recently, I'm like, are you going to watch season 2? Because you didn't really hype and high on the last season. He said, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, all right, well, I'll catch up too then, just so I can say I did. Because you got to figure out what's going on in the story, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You said it does tie into, I mean, other than Morgan transitioning over, which, I don't know. I'm not feeling him in this show at all.
I don't want to say too much because there are spoilers. Okay. I don't want to say too much because there are spoilers. I was going to echo some of the disappointment. And I'm like, why do I watch it if I'm so disappointed all the time?
Yeah, I know. But I want to see if it ties into The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Nope, that's why we do it. Got to be educated on it, you know? I feel like at this point I got to be educated on what the hell I'm talking about, so.
Well, and I guess I thought when I started watching it, I was interested to see, you know, going back to the very beginning when everything started happening other than where The Walking Dead started, where Rick was in the coma in the hospital and woke up and everything had already gone to shit. I was kind of interested to see, oh, and are they ever going to tell us how this all started?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. Because I don't know, I am still, maybe it's because I'm too optimistic or something, but I'm still of the opinion that, you know, if you figure out what caused it, you can get a vaccine and maybe get rid of those fucking weirdos. Right. But, I mean, you would think so, maybe? If we find out it's Breaking Bad meth, I'm going to be totally stoked.
I mean, it makes sense.
Have you watched that? Have you looked at that little?
I started it, yeah, but I don't know.
Oh, first of all, you need to seriously watch Breaking Bad. That's another one that I started okay. I just started it. But it might be the best fucking show ever.
Really?
It might be the best show ever. Yeah, watch it. Seriously. You won't be fucking sorry.
I think I'm getting a little, like, there's been several shows recently that I've watched that are, you know, have several seasons, and the first two or three are, like, super awesome, and then they just,
Breaking Bad does not do that, and trust me, it's fucking, it's awesome.
Did you watch that, what is the spinoff of that,
Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
I watched the first few episodes of it, but I haven't continued. I'm going to at some point. I'm going to totally do it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've heard that that is really good, too, but I just haven't sat down with it. Yeah.
I have heard that as well. I know I need to get back. I have to start Breaking Bad all over again. Maybe this winter when, you know, stuff calms down and I don't want to go outside.
All I can say is, thankfully, that series is already over, or else we would have the Breaking Bad podcast.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that. Jenny,
no.
It was good to talk to you. And
you too.
I'm stoked. What's the name of the next fucking episode? I'm going to find it right now.
I don't know.
That name of that episode is Out of the Ashes. On episode 5 of The Walking Dead. So another podcast coming soon. Another Too Far Gone, The Walking Dead final season companion podcast. And for more stuff, hit up patreon.com/we3smiths. Jenny, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Woo! Try to not hang up on you.